WPR and WBEZ Chicago. This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. The NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We are playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Brian Babylon, and Tom Baudet. And here is your host at the Fox Theater in St. Louis, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill feeds his gremlin after midnight in our Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Amy, the Wall Street Journal reported on a new celebrity in the world of fitness, a guy named Brad, who managed to make himself famous by doing what?
Okay, I know this one. This guy, so it's a Peloton.
Yes.
The stationary bike that all the rich people brag about having.
Yes.
So there's this class in New York that live streams, and this dude, Brad, keeps like photobombing the class. He sits right next to the instructor and is like Richard Simmons dancing. And
is he like a hype man, an exercise hype man or something?
He's like a middle-aged dude in a bad t-shirt who wants to get on camera.
You know, one thing about the Peloton is annoying. I think they did always have Pelotons in very nice rooms.
Like the solarium.
Yeah, solarium or like a high rise in Tokyo. Right. Never in your basement.
Right.
Under some clothes like everybody else. It's always somewhere so amazing.
I feel I should add this before the conversation goes on too long. That's right.
I got it. Yeah, I was very into this
story. Described it, you described it exactly. People are spending more than $2,000 to buy this high-tech exercise bike with a screen on it so they can live stream classes and at least once a day next to the insanely hot inspirational instructor. There's this guy named Brad going,
hey.
As you can imagine, all the Peloton users who are paying a lot of money to have this experience just love it. One said, quote, I try not to watch him. Or, quote, oh gosh, my blood pressure spiked. One woman figured out that since he's always in the same space on the view, that she could just put a post-it note right there and never have to look at him.
Wait a minute. You just tell me a Peloton that holds up is $2,000?
Yeah.
Bike? Oh, I don't know how much you pay for the program.
Baseline, $2,000.
Yeah, they start at like $2,000.
That's a used Vespa.
I know, man.
You could almost get one of those out of work millennials to rickshaw you around.
That's true. That may be, Brian, contrary to the point, but it would be fun.
I mean, hey.
Amy, if you want to do something nice for your washing machine, good news, we now found out that you can buy your very own washing machine. What wonderful gift.
Is it a blankie of some kind? A gadget? A cover?
It is a cover, which apparently washing machine covers are very popular in certain parts of the world. But apparently, one became noticed this week that's for sale, and everybody went crazy because it looks very much like what?
Like the Mona Lisa?
No, I'll give you a hint. Victoria's Secret turns out to be the spin cycle.
It looks like lingerie.
It does.
No.
Yes.
No.
You can buy lingerie for your washing machine.
To make it sexy.
Exactly.
Well, they could use some.
It's true.
They could use some sexy.
This is an item for sale, a dust cover for your washing machine that looks exactly like a classic lacy purple negligee.
Oh, my God. So the washing machine then say, I don't know, does this make me look fat?
I guess so. I don't know.
I could use the, you know, I have two teenage boys. Whenever I ask them, you know, go put it in the wash. And they say, which one is the washer? Or she's like, would you take go put that in the dryer, all your wet sled stuff. And they say, which one is the dryer? And if I had a negligee on one of them, put it in the one with the underpants.
Right.
Put it in the underpants.
On the other hand, you'd send them to the basement to do it, and
they'd never come back.
And you'd like go start walking down to the basement, and they go, don't come down here.
Right. What are you doing in the laundry, son?
Remember what they say, if the washing machine is rocking, it's unbalanced and needs to be repaired.